إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, inshallah, we continue with our series on the essence of dhikr. And today I want to remind myself anew about the kalima of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which is Allahu Akbar. If you see the beauty and simplicity of the Quran and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself, it is both in places where he described himself in detail and greatness like Ayatul Kursi, and in this kalima, which is just two words, Allahu Akbar. But if you reflect on it, this is the essence, this is the entire essence of our entire belief, that Allahu Akbar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, that there is no one who has any power other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar contains la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in it. Allahu Akbar contains subhanallah in it. Allahu Akbar contains alhamdulillah in it. All praise and all thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Akbar. There is no one who has any ability to do anything and any power to do anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. The issue and the beauty and the wealth of Allahu Akbar is that the one who believes that, and the one whose heart is imbued and which is, his heart is filled with this kalima of Allahu Akbar, that person cannot fear anything in this world. There is no fear for the one who has Allahu Akbar in his heart. Because if Allah is the greatest, then how can anything else be more than that? The one whose heart is filled with Allahu Akbar, he cannot commit any sin in this life. Because this consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest will ensure that he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every place where he is supposed to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Allahu Akbar frees the heart from fear. Allahu Akbar protects the person from sin. Allahu Akbar is a source of comfort and it's a source of confidence for the person. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Akbar. Allahu Akbar is the essence of taqwa. Because it is the consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greatest. And therefore, I will never do anything to displease Allah. The fear of displeasing Allah is taqwa. And Allahu Akbar, therefore, is also the essence of tawakkul ala Allah. Because tawakkul comes from taqwa. The two are linked. The one who has no taqwa cannot have tawakkul. And the one who has tawakkul, automatically he has taqwa, that is how he has tawakkul. And Allahu Akbar is the essence of tawakkul. Allahu Akbar is something that we must reflect on and think of. And like we did with Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah, look at the world around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does which can be called coincidental or accidental. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, he does with a purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, among his signs that he described, you will find many signs which are very small and very commonplace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example of a fly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example of a spider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you not look at the camel? Do you not look at have you not seen how we have created the camel? Because the camel was a thing that the Arabs saw on a daily basis. They had camels, they used them, they slaughtered them, they ate them, they used to ride on them. So it was a matter of every single day. There was not a day when a person didn't see a camel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that example. Allah did not give the example of the sun and the moon. He gave the example of the sun and the moon also, but Allah did not give those examples. He gave these very commonplace examples. Why? because the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is visible in every single thing in His creation. No matter how small we might think it is. We might think, you know, what is a fly? But the beauty of this fly, how Allah created this fly. A cockroach, for example, think about this. A cockroach can live without its head. If you chop off the head of a cockroach, the cockroach can live without its head for 10 days. And then it dies after 10 days out of starvation because it has no mouth to eat. Can you imagine? I mean, if there was a way of feeding that cockroach, then the cockroach would live forever without its head. Can you imagine? You cut off the head, a cockroach, nothing happens. He's alive. The cockroach is alive and well without its head. And it dies only after 10 days because it can't eat anymore. Dies of starvation. A mosquito, a single mosquito. I have given this example before. A single mosquito, how does it find you? It finds you because of the carbon dioxide that you breathe out when you are sleeping. Now imagine in this room, how many thousand liters of air there is. And if the air conditioner is running, this air is being circulated. But I can bet you that if you sleep in this room or if you sit in this room and if there is one single mosquito, he will find you. Now imagine the amount of carbon dioxide that you are breathing out in these thousands of liters of air which is constantly being circulated. What is the percentage of that carbon dioxide? I don't know whether we have, even with all our scientific technology, whether we have an instrument to measure the volume of that carbon dioxide. But that one mosquito will find you. Allah has given it the ability to be able to sense that carbon dioxide in the air and He finds you. And that's why they say, there's a saying in Africa, they say that if you think you are too small to make a difference, try sleeping in a room with one mosquito. If you think that you are too small to make a difference, try sleeping in a room with one mosquito. Wonderful saying in Africa. I mean, just think about this. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us, and His greatness is visible in every single creature that He created. The other day I was reflecting and thinking that take a virus. Now what is a virus? I don't even know whether we should call a virus a living being. But that virus, which is microscopic, you can't even see it, you have to see it under an electron microscope. Even an ordinary microscope, you can't see a virus. That simple, single virus can infect and it can destroy and kill a blue whale, which is the largest of all creatures ever created. And that blue whale cannot do anything to that virus. I'm just giving you one example. That blue whale cannot do anything to that virus. And that virus, which is such a small thing, can actually destroy and kill a blue whale. Now it can do the same thing to us. To this day, we have, you know, when doctors, when they cannot figure out what's wrong with you, they say it's a fever of, what do they say? It's a... viral infection, of course, that's one thing. Which they, if they don't know what it is, they say viral infection. The other one, they say fever of indeterminate origin. So, what does it mean? It means you don't have a clue what you're saying. But that's a virus. I mean, it's a virus which has infected you. May Allah protect us from these things. At the end of the day, they give you antibiotics, which do not affect viruses. It is not an antiviral drug. They give you the antibiotics are only controlling the other, you know, subsidiary infections which might arise, but the actual source of that infection is a virus and we can't do anything with it. This is the greatness of Allah. I'm just saying that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us all His signs with khair, inshallah. But the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are these. In the smallest things, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His greatness and with His glory. And to remove the fear of anyone and anything from our hearts, except the fear of displeasing Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us in that state when we fear nothing except displeasing Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.